How's it going, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the All Elite Podcast, the now sponsored All Elite Podcast right here on the No Holds Barred Network, your source for all wrestling podcast content and more. I am your host, as always. I am your self-proclaimed greatest host, one that has the big bush, Kyle Masters. I'm always joined by my co-host. She is the EVP Giggles, clearly. The heartbreak chick, the queen of the indies, the lady of the light tubes. That's Tiffany.
I'm dead.
She's cracking up while we were waiting for this, too.
Oh, my God. I can't.
It was so bad that it was so good. So I'm glad you guys all enjoy it. But yes, we are officially sponsored by Manscaped for the month of April, ladies and gentlemen. So again, if you missed a commercial and you're just tuning in now, Manscaped is giving us a sweet promo code, and that is AEP Shave. What it's going to do is going to save you 20% and have free shipping on checkout with your order at manscaped.com. So if you have a gift idea for someone special in your life, maybe a family member, go over to manscaped.com. Use our promo code AEP Shave. It's going to save you 20% and get you free shipping. I can vouch for their products right now that they're amazing. You know what? I'm not going to lie. I was a little bit skeptical at first. You know, whatever online purchase you make, right? You're always skeptical about, right, like what you're going to get, right? And I can tell you guys right now that their products absolutely rock. Like, I'm kid you not. Like, this is going to be my 100% favorite go-to groomer, I guess, for the boys.
I'm just dying at the chat. Conrad said, trim the bushes and the tree looks taller.
Exactly. Conrad knows the game. Conrad knows the game, so get yourself a Manscaped.
Everything pro wrestling in the chat. That's Conrad. So,
hopefully you guys enjoy that. Make sure you use the promo code. Helps us out along with Manscaped. If we can get a good month out of them, we'll go on to bigger and better things with Manscaped. So hopefully we have a really good month. So thank you guys.
And the stuff that they sent us is pretty cool. Like, yeah. I know I'm not a guy, but like, even
you're not?
The back.
Joking. Joking. Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Okay. Kyle's been drinking, just so you guys know.
Oh, I'm having a celebratory drink because of our sponsor. I've already started. So I have right here what's called a Maple Tom Collins. It's made with maple whiskey because I'm Canadian and we do everything maple up here. And it's delicious. And it's going to be a great podcast.
I should have went and got something. I don't have a mixer, otherwise I would have mixed
that's
something.
Okay, Tiff.
It's all right, you drink for me.
Just sit there and just be pretty. Just be you. Okay.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Let me get my crown.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
You told me.
Dope shirt.
Be pretty.
Huh? Yeah, Bird. This was from Hot Topic, actually. They had a Kenny Omega shirt there, and I bought it right away. It's like dark gray color. So comfortable, too. Absolutely love it. But yeah, guys, welcome to the All Elite Podcast. If you're new here, it's usually where myself and the queen of the indies over here, Tiffany, talk about everything in that AEW world from Dark to Elevation, which I'll get to why I'm only calling it Elevation later, BTE, Dynamite. Talk about everything here. You enjoy us here on video version on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube. So hi to all our YouTube homies, our Twitch homies, our Facebook homies. Hello to everybody out there. Hello to our audio listeners, our audio homies. They're my favorite. You guys download the episode each and every single week. You guys mean the world to me and Tiff. Thank you very much for downloading this audio episode. We're going to have a special Manscaped audio commercial for you listeners out there, for you audio listeners, that's being currently made right now. It is a very, very cool commercial. I cannot wait to debut that as well. But that video commercial that played in the intro, it won't play before every podcast, or else our podcast would be 8 hours long every week. That's going to be a separate video just on its own on our channel. You guys can go back and watch it whenever you want. And then we're just going to do a quick Manscaped, quick promo ad in the middle of the podcast for the month of April. So, again, thank you, Manscaped. We know you're watching. Thank you very much for reaching out to us and get us partnered for the month of April. We're so excited to get this going with you guys. So,
yes.
And here to talk some All Elite Wrestling, AEW.
Yeah. Pretty week.
It's been an interesting week, Tiff. Yeah. It's been interesting. Lots of developments, lots of just things happening.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. I felt like last night's episode of Dynamite a little bit felt like it was kind of building a bunch of stories, right? Like, because we got to, like, I feel like a lot of promos was going on last night, a lot more than normal. But I guess every once in a while we have to have that, right? We have to have our build of
for Double or Nothing lines. I presume too, right? I think you have to start getting the wheels in motion. So I think what we got out of last night was we got what we're probably going to look at for title pictures and feuds going into Double or Nothing, which I'm presuming, I guess the one big thing that came out last night, we'll dissect Dynamite in a bit here, but I'm going to assume that Inner Circle and the Pinnacle are going towards Blood and Guts. It's got to be. After what we've seen last night, it's got to be Blood and Guts.
Everybody keeps saying this. Not happy about it, but we got to move forward. But I feel like every time that it starts building to something that I'm not hyped for it, and I think that when I finally get into whatever the ending of the story is, that's when I get totally into it.
Okay.
More.
So. Yeah, I mean, even when I think it's like you're saying, like, so like the last 2 weeks, so like the go home show in the week prior, when they start to amp things up a little bit, that's when, like, you know, you're fully invested.
Not always necessarily, more of like the during, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, I know we'll go into Dynamite, but I think, like, I, you know, and I'm just going to say this for now until we go completely into it, that we got into our main event last night and we were all kind of like not for it, right? And everybody, I think, even people in the chat, a lot of people weren't really interested in this. But I think as we finally dove into the match, and I think that's when I finally was like, okay, I'm here for this. Right. And I feel like I get like that a lot, that maybe not everything I'm into, but I always, like, the Dark Order is probably the best example here, is that we were not for the Dark Order. And look how deep we got into the Dark Order. Same thing, Britt Baker is like another example, right? We weren't really into like Britt Baker. And now it's like, we're all talking like, put the damn belt on her, right? So I feel like she might really not be behind everything at first, but I feel in the long run, I wind up getting extremely behind.
You know, she really didn't have anything that of a big of a segment last night. I thought she would have something bigger, but even her small promo was great, because she really, like, cut into Thunder Rosa. Like, this looks like this is gonna, like, is this feud gonna continue between those two? Like, she keeps digging at Thunder Rosa week after week. Like, are we heading for another match at Double or Nothing, or is Double or Nothing gonna be the spot where Baker takes the belt? Because right now it's not really clear, because they keep doing this Ty Conti and Sheeta thing. Like, they teamed up on Dark and Dynamite this week, and they were mentioning it heavy on commentary about Conti being the number one contender right now. So, like, I think in order for that to happen, like, are those two just going to have a respectable face-versus-face match, and then Sheeta's going to win, and then she's going to face Baker at Double or Nothing, or are they going to drag that out, and that'll be at Double or Nothing, and then Britt's not going to face Sheeta until who knows when?
Right. I don't know. Like, I feel like at least we know that if we do get another match out of it, it will be solid. I mean, I don't think we need another match with it. But I think it's one of those that the chemistry is just that good that we could just keep watching it. But it's like, don't overstay, you know, make it stale either.
You know what it could be?
What?
The Thunder Rosa Baker feud in AW could be the Omega Moxley of, you know what I mean? Like, Omega and Moxie are always going to come back to each other, and it's always going to be a good feud. I can see Rosa and Baker always coming back to each other, and it's always going to be a good feud, and it's always going to have a good match.
Well, that's what I said. Like, the chemistry is just that good that it's like, you know, it's going to be a good match regardless. Do we need to have another one? Probably not. Like, I thought the way that it ended a couple weeks ago, that it doesn't need another match. I think it was that good. But Britt should move on to, like, other bigger and better things now, too.
Yeah.
But since, you know, we have a couple of months to Double or Nothing, like, she needs to have a new feud, you know, or is she going to keep, like, chasing after the belt till then and just putting everybody down?
Right. And I got a question. Do you enjoy, because now we can actually clearly tell when shows are live and not live. Last night wasn't live, clearly, because between the co-main event and the main event, that's not enough time to set up a giant arcade.
Yeah, a lot of people were talking about that last night. They're like, wait a minute, is this live? Is this not live?
Not.
Usually it tells you when it's live.
Which is weird, because I saw a lot of picture-in-picture.
Right.
So it confused the hell out of me. Because usually when it's not live, I get no picture-in-picture up here.
Right. No, I always get picture-in-picture. Always.
Unless that match in particular wasn't live. Like, they did everything live to that point, and then had a tape ready to play it at the end.
Unless it was filmed earlier before it.
Not true. Anywho, besides that, yeah, I watched Impact just for Tony Khan's segment.
Okay.
Impact's like, I still see like criticism with Impact. I don't see it really. Like, I don't. I think it's pretty good wrestling. The storylines, maybe, okay, they're not like the best. And, you know, the production wise, it's like, it's all right. It's decent.
Right.
But like, the wrestling's really freaking good on Impact. So if you're, I don't know, if people are not watching Impact, I don't know what you're complaining about. Like,
yeah, I think with me, I mean, with me, it's hard because I watch so much different wrestling and Impact is really not on like my list, but there are
there's some indie guys there that you know.
No, I know that. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot.
Your boy Chris Bay is there.
I love Chris Bay. I love Ace Austin. Like, there is a lot of people on Impact that I like, but I don't know what it is, to be honest with you, that I can't get like 100% behind Impact. I don't know. I think I had this conversation with Brad before, and I was like, I think
it's their production.
I think we kind of nailed. No, I think they need a couple more bigger names. I think that's what's kind of not like pulling me in yet, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I think we need a few more bigger names to face in there. Okay, fine. You get Kenny there, right? I feel like we need a couple more other names to kind of like draw me in. Like I said, there is good wrestling.
Yeah.
There are good wrestlers in there. There are a lot in there. Jordan Grace is there. Deanna Piazza. You know, there's a lot of good people in there. I'm not saying it's not. But it's really not like me personally. It's not on my top list because I follow so many different promotions. You know, so it's hard. It's impossible for me to keep up with everything. I can't even keep up with Dark or Elevation because I watch other stuff and then I do other stuff on the network.
Elevation's like was like 2 hours this week. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have to I rewatched it today in between a couple of work calls just so I can at least catch up with it. God, it's so long. With Impact, I think maybe the Forbidden Door is going to help. Again, I think maybe obviously the pandemic's affecting a lot of places. So hopefully when stuff starts to open up more, we get some more additions because, well, we got Finjuice there, right? So, like, that's something at least. So we'll see what happens. But Tony Khan, his promos on Impact are freaking hilarious. Like, he goes like ham into those commercials. If anyone doesn't like misses it, go and back and rewatch them. Like, Tony Khan just goes absolutely nuts and makes me love the guy even more every time I see a commercial. And it's funny because he goes so ham, and Tony Schiavone just in there going,
God.
And Tony tries to get that much like enthused, but it's like, it's not him. That's not who he is. So it's really tough for him, I think. But they're great. They're funny. BT this week, it was all right. I think the big things out of BT this week
We got the Public Swole announcement again.
That came back.
I was so happy. I was like, yes. And then when she was talking about the mask going over her, over the nose, or then she's going to like fight you pretty much. She's going to pop you or whatever.
You know, it's funny because every time they show when there's crowd at AEW, half the people are doing that.
Yeah.
It's like, Swole, get up there.
Oh my God.
She should go up there with like a PSA sign and tell people, hey, you put it up.
I love it.
The big thing though was at the end. Yo, like this goes into
our boy.
Like this is all part of the Young Bucks like storyline that's happening. We're seeing on Dynamite. Like, Cutler called out the Bucks for being soft, basically on BTE. You know, because he lost that. He caused them to lose against the Lucha Brothers and Laredo Kid. And he's like, you know what? He's like, the old Young Bucks would have called me out for being shit and for costing them the match. Like, you guys are not the same. And he ripped into them. And you know what's funny? The best part, it sucks because it wasn't meant to be. Like, his daughter, Matt's daughter, was in the corner. And because of the camera shot, it caught her just like sitting there laughing in like an ultra serious moment. She's adorable.
Oh my God, I just love it. His son's so cute, and I love like the little outfits that Denise made for him too.
Oh my God, that was so adorable. Cute. The photo
I love
shoot.
The picture. Yeah. And then the pictures, because I saw that he had posted on Instagram before BTE came out, and it's like those moments are just like, so I could only imagine him being a dad, and then like, yeah, okay, seeing like, you know, bringing them into the ring, how cool is that? But to be like little, you know, Young Bucks outfits and doing the photo shoot, and even like Nick, like that's your nephew, you know, like how cute is that? Like, Love it.
It was cute. Yeah, it was great.
So where's our this ain't water? Because I feel like
they opened that up and I should have tweeted at them. I'm like, damn, like I missed that. But apparently it's coming out soon. This ain't water by a private party. They keep saying that they're finalizing stuff. I don't know if that's just part of a bit and then like Matt Hardy's just gonna like cancel it at the last minute, or they're still not on board with Butcher and the Blade.
Yeah.
But they're so funny. Oh my god. Like I think it's the most I've heard private party talk on BTE, you know, since like their little movie they were making last time.
Oh, they're the best. Like Quinn's the best. Like, oh my god.
They're great.
They're just so great. I always go back to that moment. Well, the two moments that Quinn tried to throw me out of House of Glory that he grabbed me. He was like, get her out of here. And then, like, when I got out of my car in Pennsylvania, then, like, all I see is, like, he'll come, like, behind my car and gave me this, like, huge hug. Like, so, no, they're just great to chat with, too. So, amazing. So, but if that does come out, like, seriously, it's got to go in the shrine back there with the beads that I caught from Isaiah.
Well, you empty the alcohol into another bottle and you actually drink it.
Well, that's true. I mean, I don't really, like, drink like that anyway because it could stay up there. And then, like, if anything, I go take swigs.
Because you know, Tiff, it ain't water.
No.
God, so lame. Anyways, you know, the Dark Order stuff on BT, which, you know, it's funny because, like, remember, like, Cutler said in the promo against Matt at the end of BT saying, like, you guys have lost touch even with BTE. Like, this has basically become Dark Order show, and it really has because people tune in to see what the Dark Order are going to do next. And trying to saw off Five's arm.
Yeah.
For Five. And, like, no, we're going to saw off his dick. And you know, the camera pans down the shrimp.
Oh my god. I'm ready. Too funny.
I was freaking losing it. I was like, what is that? It's just a little raw shrimp.
Oh lord. The nuts. It gets worse every week. But it is. It's true.
I was pissing myself laughing at that. That was fantastic. And the saw. He actually plugged in a saw. Oh man.
It went all in. If you're going to do it, go all in. Pun intended. Oh, man.
So. I take a sip there. My drinky winky.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah, sacrificing. Of course, it's sacrificing Five's arm. Yikes.
Back to the drinky winky. That's when you know he's getting happy, happy.
Anywho. Rehu. I'll talk about Dark Elevation because I actually watched it.
Okay.
But I didn't. I'm not gonna talk about the whole thing. I only made certain notes for it.
Okay.
One note is I think it's gonna be called Elevation because they already started putting the hashtag on the screen during Elevation. It said AEW Elevation, didn't say AEW Dark Elevation. They want you to start using the hashtag AEW Elevation because this is gonna be the name of the show. I think you know when we go back to normal, Dark's gonna be Dark. We're not gonna have another Dark. I think it's just called AEW Dark Elevation right now because it's basically Dark 2.0.
Right.
So I noticed that and I'm like, okay, so this is basically when we're back to normal. This is going to be NXT's, this is going to be like AEW's NXT show, like their development program show, which I'm 100% fine with. I'm fine with a developmental program show because I want to see something like that. I don't think they're going to have their own pay-per-views or whatever, but to go on YouTube every Monday and see like who's like, what's a developing star in the AEW system. You know what I mean? And finally seeing them get their big break by appearing on Dynamite eventually. That's going to be cool. That's going to be so cool. Orange Cassidy's got a new theme song. I need to know what you think about it.
Nah.
So it's the song Where's My Mind by the Pixies, which was random as fuck.
I mean, I always go back to like the indies, whatever, with him. I mean, I don't know. I still like his original. I mean...
This caught everybody off guard. And so if anyone doesn't know the story, I guess Tony Khan played it for Orange Cassidy and asked him if he liked it. Because he says he can get a multi-year deal with that song for him to use. And Orange Cassidy approved it. So for people complaining that they're pissed about Orange Cassidy's song, as there are a lot of people didn't like it, he likes it. And that's what matters. Okay. Yeah. It's not what we think. It's what Orange Cassidy thinks.
It changed him a lot, though.
You know, after watching his entrance twice, I didn't mind that. I think you guys need to. I think it's like the new Japan belt. You kind of have to get used to it. You know what I mean? Like it's got to grow on you, and I think it'll grow on us eventually.
It's fine. He's still hot, so like he's still a husband, so like it don't
So Bert mentioned in the chat, I didn't write that down, but he's right. Paul White, in three of the shows that they've had, has become exceptional commentary. He's actually been very good on commentary, yeah, Paul White. So true. Props to him. Because we were all wondering, like, is he going to be, you know, we've never seen Paul White in general in a wrestling commentary role ever in his career, even in WWE. Right. So for him to be excelling so early on, it's great. Right. Moxley had an elevation match this week. That's something to, like, you know, make you want to tune in. See John Moxley in a free match on YouTube. A little bit of family time with the Gun Club. They had a trios match. They look so happy together. Like, can you imagine that? Like, a father wrestling with his two sons in a professional wrestling, like, big league company. Like, that's got to feel good, right?
I can only imagine, like, what that feels like. There's also got to be the scary moment, too. But, like, that's awesome, though.
Yeah. One guy I seen on there that really impressed me. So this is where, when it does become its normal show, we're going to, like, talk, like, a lot of guys that impress us. This guy named Chandler Hopkins, he had a match with Janela, and he looked very freaking good. Like, he looked very good. And I saw a lot of people pointing it out. Like, he looked very good. So if you guys missed it, go back and watch Elevation this week and go to the Janela and Chandler Hopkins match and watch that match. He's really good. Friend of the podcast, Danny Limelight, had a match with Kazarian.
Yes. So shout if out you haven't Danny Limelight. Seen that interview, go back on.
Tiff interviewed him, believe it or not, on Under the Ropes.
That's what I say. You never know who's going to pop up on you know, Dark or Elevation. It could be somebody that I've interviewed already, you know, or maybe I'll grab somebody that's already been on Elevation.
Yeah. So Danny Limelight faced Kazarian. That was cool. Jungle Boy and Jack Evans had a really banger of a match. Ryu Mizunami, just want to point out, has like the funnest, coolest theme song. It's got like that Pitbull vibe, you know what I mean? That Pitbull fun song kind of vibe, and it's so catchy, and it fits her personality so well. So I thought I made note of that. And this guy is good.
I just looked him up, the Chandler Hopkins.
Yeah, he's good.
I just saw like a clip of him, and like, oh man,
yeah,
he's
so
good.
I think he showed a lot of promise in that match. They gave him a lot of time too, so I think he's gonna be something to keep an eye on.
Okay, I gotta go back and watch this match. He's from Texas. Okay.
Yeah, he faced freaking Janela of all people. Yeah. Who was in long, like, the tights and the straps. He's in like a weird attire. I'm like, when do you ever wear that? And then Bear Country had a vignette and faced her boys' Private Party in a great match. And Elevation was not bad. Wasn't too bad.
Yeah. Gotta go back and watch it.
And then regular Dark was all right, too. I mean, they have a girl in there, Mandy Rankowski. She's getting a lot of momentum and a lot of popularity, I've seen. She's looking impressive every week, so that's someone to keep an eye on. Your boy Case Navarro had a match on Dark this week. He was in a tag team match. One thing I want to note about Dark in particular, like just Dark, not Dark Elevation, the commentary of Taz and Excalibur is freaking hilarious. I don't know if anyone listens to them. They go so off track in every match. Like, Taz was singing Jungle Boy's theme song this week. They're so funny, and they're such a perfect pair. If you guys have not, please go and watch even Dark this week and just listen to those two guys go. Like, you won't be disappointed. Another friend of the show, Mike Magnum, had a match with Nakazawa. Man. I feel so bad because he had to put Michael Nakazawa so over, and he gets called to the ring as MT Nakazawa.
Yeah,
and he wrestles in like the AEW corporate suit with the headset. Anthony Bones is back. He came out with Max Caster, so he's back at ringside with Caster. I don't think he can wrestle yet, but he's at least back.
Right.
Man, he had a really good rap too this week, and he faced off against Alex Reynolds, who, fun fact, Alex Reynolds actually trained Max Caster, believe it or not, at Creator Pro. So that was a really cool, like, you know, trainer and trainee type of match there, which
was
really cool.
It's always cool to see those types of matches when you know a little bit more about the history. I gotta get Mike Magnum on the podcast too one of these days.
So let's talk about Dynamite. Dynamite.
Yeah.
Man,
They started hot last night. I did not expect them to open. Oh,
were you hot in temperature? Did you turn the AC on? Were you all right?
Yeah, I was all right. Like, you know.
You said you were hot.
Because I always thought, like Cage was the better looking of the two. So, but fuck. You know what I was like thinking?
So this
last
was like
night?
The battle of the dad bods? Like,
yeah, pretty much. But
except they don't have dad bods. They're probably in better shape than most dad bods.
Seriously, but man, Cage is so freaking tall. That's all I kept thinking
Christian
about
Cage,
yesterday. Yeah. Up against Bryce yesterday. I'm like, damn, he's so tall. Like compared to Bryce,
And there's a history between him and Kazarian too. Like they had one of the their famous match, the ladder match in TNA. It's still a ladder match that a lot of people go back and watch, and it was so good. So there's a lot of history here. It was a little bit weird to me for this match, because like Kazarian was like full control for like most of the, like I'd say 3/4 of the match it was all Kazarian. I'm going like, what what's going on here? Like I was ultra confused. I'm like, are we gonna see anything from Christian? And then, you know, and then I started thinking, okay, he's outwork everyone, so he's definitely gonna be working back. Like this match ain't over. I knew it after seeing like the first half of the match. I guarantee this match either gets a draw, like it goes the full 20 minutes or close to, and of course it does, and Christian started gaining momentum and battling back, and this match, especially the ending, was so good.
Yeah, like, it was a good, really match. I don't know, like, how you feel about, but I loved the, what is it called, the jackknife pin. It was, like, one of my favorite pins. It's just so beautiful.
It's like, I got something to do with a bridge.
Yeah, you know, it's fun. Brandon Kirk always does them, and I was like, damn, he always does, like, the best pins, and then, like, I saw it last night, and I thought of Brandon Kirk. But I was like, damn, I really love this pin. It's like one of my favorite pins, definitely.
I really like this pin. I'm just going to move my laptop with my notes in front of me here. Oh, God, my face just lit up. All right.
Stop judging the things I like, okay? So I like bridges.
You like the bridges, Tiff. I you know what? That's you. That's you, girl. You do what you got to do.
I will do.
But, yo, the Spanish fly.
Yes. Oh, my God.
That caught me off guard. Yep.
It caught everybody off guard. Like, damn.
Yep. So I was pretty shocked when I seen that. And Christian ended up winning with the kill switch, and it was a very, very good match. Like, very good match.
It was good.
Good starter. Yeah, very good starter. Christian looked good.
Yeah.
I was worried a little bit because of Kazarian controlling most of the match, and I'm like, hey, like, is Christian good enough to still wrestle? And then we saw more. Like, he almost went a full 20 minutes in his first damn match back in, like, 7 years.
Yeah.
Like, does anyone not realize this? Like, everyone's like, oh, Christian's been back for a while, that he was in the Royal Rumble. I'm like, okay, but he hasn't had like a full-on wrestling match in 7 years. Yeah. And he just did a 20-minute banger with Frankie Kazarian. Like, this
was a good match.
This is a good match. And it's kind of just proving a little bit more that this signing was actually very good by Tony Khan. We'll see what happens. Like, we can't just judge it right now. We kind of have to see how he goes against other people. But so far, like, I'm very impressed.
Yeah, this is a good way to come back and fight someone that he's already wrestled and had that great chemistry with. Like, this was perfect beginning
for exactly him. Darby had a vignette with Sting, which I actually think was pretty cool. And it's cool that Darby can, like, he makes these himself.
I know. How cool.
And he's such a good, it just shows how much of a good I do love to judge Kimmy. Yes. That's just me. I love that he produces all his vignettes, and he does a fantastic job at doing them. So this was really well done. Basically making fun of Big Money Matt. You know, that's his thing where he prints the face off and he pokes the holes in the eyes, and having Sting in there too just made it that much better. See, I knew it, man. I knew like we talked about this when Sting first showed up. I'm like, just wait. Like, when these two start banging out vignettes, it's gonna be the best thing you see on TV, and it was so good. Like, just like the other promo we got with Cargill, like, they're putting a lot of heavy work in Cargill's promos, and they're really good. You know, her catch line now is she's that bitch.
Right.
She's that bitch.
That bitch.
That bitch. All right. Got to talk about a match that, you know, I couldn't care less about the actual feud itself until the end of what happened after. Then I started to care about it. But the QT Marshall thing and Cody Rhodes, like, you guys know my thoughts about it. If you're new, you don't know yet, but if you have been listening, like, I really haven't been caring for this feud because I just don't care. And again, like Kimmy says, I judge, and I'm judging the hell out of this one. But we had an exhibition match, and I'm like, what the hell is an exhibition match? I'm like, it's got to be like an old school wrestling thing. the Nightmare family are all out ringside, you know, applauding. But then, like, Justin Roberts mentioned Unsanctioned. And I'm like, oh, like, my ears perked up. They went, what? I'm like, okay, Unsanctioned. Okay, I can get behind this. Interesting concept. QT oddly asked for this last week.
Yeah.
Which was, he's been very bitter lately. And then, like, halfway through the match, he just randomly punches Arn Anderson in the face. I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
Talk about getting easy way to get heat.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay. But then, like, okay, so then all of a sudden, like, some of the students just jumped the Nightmare family for no, like, out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, okay, okay. And I'm looking closely. I'm like, okay, these are all new and upcoming people that are, like, getting advanced. And then, like, QT does that turn on stage. I'm like, oh, so QT brainwash people from within the Nightmare Factory to create his own faction against the Nightmare family. I'm like, okay, right. Did a good job. I don't know if they're listening to this and they're just trying to impress me and trying to get me invested. You did a good job, AEW. You did a good job, Cody and QT. You got me invested. Just saying.
That's what I'm saying. It always, like, it seems like we don't get behind it, but there's always a way that they pull you in.
Yeah, and they did pull me in. Especially when I seen Anthony Ogogo. Man, like, that was a big signing when they signed him. He's an Olympic winning boxer, and I'm like, okay, he's transitioning to wrestling. That could go well for him.
There's a lot of boxers transitioning to wrestling lately.
Yeah, and I liked it. It's a faction with all new young talent. That's how you do a faction and build these young talents. If you want to put them in a faction, have a faction full of them. And I think this could go over well. I'll now give it credit. They can do wonders with this thing. They can. I know everyone's like, oh, there's too many damn factions in AEW. I'm like, that's their thing, okay? Like, get used to it. They love factions. It's all about the factions in AEW, okay?
But look at it like this, too. If you're doing more faction, that means more people are going to get on television and then more people are going to have that time, right? We were complaining that, like, a lot of people that were signing were not making it on Dynamite. So at least now we're getting to see some face.
And
not everybody needs to be showcased every week either.
And it helps if they're going to get a trios belt. You got enough people that you can have a tournament with.
Yeah.
One thing that was really cool was Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page. They had a vignette together, and I'm like, oh, interesting. What? My word.
I was confused. I was like, what is going on here? But I'm kind of digging it.
See, like, I did one of them. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It's something that my voice went that high-pitched.
Okay.
It's something we didn't know we needed.
I was like, okay. Not me saying okay again. But it's because Ethan Page I'm a mark for because he's Canadian, and he's from a city that's like 30 minutes away from me. So
right.
If they're going to be a future tag team and if this is what they're trying to do, I'm all for it. Let's go. Give me Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page. Moxley had a pissed off promo. I mean, the guy's always pissed off, but he was pissed off enough to rip off every article of clothing he had from the torso up. And he's pissed off and he said, I'm going to take it out on Cesar Bononi. So he had a match with Cesar Bononi.
Cesar Bononi.
Like, he's got such a freaking weird name. And he's like, I heard him talk this week. Like, he's got like a very Italian heavy accent too. So the Bononi is very Italian. Yeah. I think he's Italian. He's got his own entourage now. I guess he's with like, Nemeth and Pretty Peter. So that's a thing. We had a Team Taz promo, you know, Taz saying, you know, they're fine. Everything's fine in Team Taz, apparently, even though we got Brian Cage over there still looking disinterested. So there's tension between Starks and Cage still, I guess. So,
do you feel like Taz is going to, like, turn on everybody and keep the belt and walk away? And then, like, Taz is going to, like, spaz out about him, like, walking away with a belt and, like, he's going to walk away from the faction?
You know, I don't know. Because Will Hobbs is, I don't know. I think this is going to eventually lead to Brian Cage and Ricky Starks for the FTW belt. And I think this is going to, it looks like they're dragging it. So I think it's going to drag all the way till Double or Nothing.
So you think that, like, Starks is going to wind up taking the belt from Cage? I mean, he hasn't been doing anything with probably. It anyway. So that's my whole thing that I was complaining about from the beginning. It's like, what's the point of this belt? I understand, like, everybody was nostalgic with it.
I think it's going to create the
big...
What's
the point? Yeah. What's the point of this belt? You're not doing anything with it.
It's going to create the big face turn, too, for Cage, right? He's going to get... Yeah. He's probably going to lose by getting... You know, Ricky Starks is going to cheat. they'll have Hook and Hobbs out there that help, and then there's going to be a beatdown after, and it'll just send Brian Cage into the face tunnel.
So, I don't know. Ricky Starks is money. I do need, like, I feel like he needs a run. I would love to see a run with, like, a TNT championship there. Like, he really is that good.
It's just tough. It's just tough right now.
It is hard. You forgot about the whole stuff with Jade and Red Velvet, the little promos that were going on.
Oh, right. That's backstage. Right. So, yeah. I mean, it's nothing different than what I seen last week, though.
I know. I mean, but they're still good. Like, I'm still, like, every time, like, I see a Jade promo, I feel like it's so good.
I didn't mention Jade. I said the promo, I said after the Darby Allin promo, I'm like, even the promo with Jade was really good. Like, it was.
Okay, but then, like, then we had another one of Red Velvet went in the back after and then got attacked with Jade. So.
And she said, I'm still the real bitch.
Yeah. And I love how, like, Jade was going about that she's money and all this stuff. And she is. She's got the look.
Yeah.
You know, she knows how to work the camera. That's, like, one of, like, the best things. She just, like, the camera just loves her. And, like, I'm just excited to see, like, the future with her.
Right. Next, we'll get into the MJF and his gift to the pinnacle. So I was actually wondering, what the hell was his gift to the pinnacle? What was it?
I know. And
is it going to be in-ring? Are they going to keep, like, what's going to happen? I was really, really confused. So they're in the locker room. I guess they took over the Inner Circle's locker room. They're saying that they got a personal pinnacle stylist, and the guy had, like, the suit, little catalog, and he's, like, showing him all the different color suits. He said, I also got us an interior decorator to get, you know, for this awful bathroom. And he opens the bathroom door, and this was so well done. Like, Jericho's standing there with the Inner Circle, and they have, like, the most, like, pissed off face on them. That was so well done.
That was the best.
And he closed the door. Okay, we got to go.
This was, Conrad said, this was segment of the night.
They opened totally the front was. Door. There, sorry, they opened the locker room door, and freaking Hager's standing there, and it's just an all-out brawl. Like, so much stuff happened. Like, they brawl all over the hall. Spears got his head smashed in. My boy got his head smashed in by Guevara on the outside. Wardlow went through the massage table. Cash went into the ice bath. Dax got, like, split open on the top of his head and required stitches. Jericho and MJF brawled inside the bathroom, and then MJF got a swirly.
Yeah.
So the bully finally gets, I tweeted, like, the bully finally gets the swirly. It's like, oh, man, this was... And it threw him into the Pepsi fridge.
Oh, my God, that was the best. Yeah. Like, I just bust out laughing. Then he breaks open the champagne, and, like, that was great. So...
This is so well done. Like,
this was done.
It's leaning towards a blood feud, like I said earlier. Like, this is a very, very hardcore beatdown that makes you... That's going to get us hype either for whether we get a blood and guts match.
Right.
Or are we doing maybe a... Stadium Stampede 2.0, maybe? Are we going to get another Stampede?
I'm down for another one. I enjoyed it. Like, it was really, really good.
Yeah. Because I thought I seen Bert say that in the chat earlier, so I just want to give a shout-out to him.
I'm for it. Like, but this, like, got me more behind it. That's what I'm saying. Like, that I wasn't really feeling this. I was saying this. I'm like, I'm not blood and guts. Even if it's not, even if we're just getting a regular, like, Stadium Stampede or whatever, like, now I'm invested. Yeah. Now I'm all into it. Now I wasn't really into it, but that's what I like about AEW is that if I'm not into it, just give it a little time. That's why I always say keep an open mind, because usually the outcome is always good.
Yeah. So the Young Bucks had a promo about the Omega, like, about what's happening with Omega, what happened with them with Omega last week. Callis comes in again. Basically, he kind of says that he needs to talk to just Matt, like Nick, and like Nick doesn't want any part of it, so he walks away, and then he holds Matt back and basically says, like, you broke Kenny's heart. Like, this wasn't me. This was you guys to Kenny. Like, you guys walked out on him, and you after he chose you guys and not New Japan. He chose you, not AEW. He chose you two, and you walked out and broke his damn heart. And it ends up leading to, like, him saying that... That Young Bucks chose to leave Kenny in the ring as well, and brings up the stuff about his dad. He's starting to get personal, and Matt's like quivering, and then Callis slaps the shit out of Matt. And I'm like, oh,
yeah, I got mad. How you a smack husband? How you a smack husband?
I was like, oh, and then, like, Matt just refrains, doesn't hit him back, and I'm like, oh my God, And then Callis can't believe it. Like, is Matt, like he just looked broken. I'm not trying to refer to, like, broken Matt Hardy, but he looked broken. Like, he just, like, what's up with the Young Bucks? What's going on here? This is crazy. I love this story. I love this storyline. Absolutely love it. And in reality, it is all Don Callis. Don Callis is purposely split Omega up from the Bucks so he can control him on his own and, you know, put him with the Good Brothers and leave the Young Bucks behind. So I love this storyline. I'm absolutely in love with it. Not only just because it has my boy Kenny Omega and I love the Young Bucks. It's just a very fantastic storyline. Speaking of Omega and the Good Brothers, they faced off against Lucha Brothers and the Laredo Kid. Okay, this match was, like, so hard to pay. Like, if you looked away, you missed something.
Oh, yeah. But you know that is what was going to be like that.
It was spot fest galore.
It's good. You can't take any notes for this. This is just like...
I literally have three things. Crazy match. Very good. Lots going on. Couldn't keep my eyes down.
I love the running of the ropes. Like, I just love that.
I love when people run on the ropes. I love it. I love it. It just, when the boots go across the ropes like this, it's just fantastic. I love the running of the ropes.
Okay.
Sorry. Done with you. I gotta have fun here.
You do, but yeah.
But yeah, the running of the ropes was great. Kenny won with the One-Winged Angel, and Moxie walked out, and then the Young Bucks walked out, and I'm like,
we knew this was coming, though.
Oh.
We
knew this was coming. But I want to see it so bad. We don't have to wait, because next week on Dynamite, we're getting it. Moxie and the Bucks against Omega and the Good Brothers. And I saw people posting it because I'm like, hey, I wonder if people are going to post the GIF. And it's a GIF from BTE where Matt and Nick were doing the shield pose to Moxley. And he just stared at them and walked away. And I remember that. And I remember dying when I seen that. But the Omega and the Good Brothers walked out.
Yeah. That's going to be so good. Oh, my God. I can't wait.
So Baker had a promo. We kind of mentioned it earlier. She talked about Elevation. She basically said, like, oh, you know, Thunder Rosa's now got to build up her record back on Elevation, and just chirping her that she has to appear on it, and Baker gets to stay on the main show because that's all people talk about is her, and she, you know, she's the real, you know, leader of the division, which is, you know, I just, like, it was a small promo, but it worked, and it's still building Britt Baker up. It's great. Yeah. We had more women's action. We had Nyla Rose and the Bunny against Tay Conti and Sheeta. Tay Conti and Sheeta teamed up on Dark, which Danae looked very good, so they put them up against Nyla Rose and the Bunny.
I love that Dark Order came out.
I love the judo attires. That got me. I'm like, okay. You know, like, hashtag wrestling fashion. Shout out to our girls, Queen of NE. Yes. The judo attires was great because both of them are heavy into judo, and that was so cool. Yeah. I thought that was very cool.
Yeah.
The Hardy Empire came out and the Dark Order came out. So John Silver is out 6 to 8 weeks with a shoulder injury. Thank God it's not serious and doesn't require surgery. But he is going to be out for the foreseeable future. It kind of sucks.
Did you see the interaction with him and Anna on Twitter?
Yeah.
And then she said, you said that my arm was stupid. She was like, now your arm is stupid. And then he goes, not as stupid as yours. And something like that was going, like, back and forth on Twitter.
Extra for no reason. Come on. Get out of here. So, yeah, Allie ends up winning, which was very shocking.
I'm glad, like, she's kind of back in the ring. I know a lot of people don't like her.
Yo, that kendo shot, though. That was a hard shot.
Yeah.
Like, props to Tay, or was it, yeah, Tay Conti took the shot. Man, that was a hard shot. And that was a cool ending. I thought that was a really smart way to get Nyla and the Bunny over, because if they didn't win, usually but it's sitting here going, okay, then why did they have this match?
Yeah.
So this was actually very good to give Bunny the rub here and get her over here. So this was great. And then we had our main event. Arcade Anarchy.
Damn.
Yo.
There was so much going on last night. I couldn't take it all in.
The prize wall was the best. The prize wall had all the
Bunny, like,
the toy belt was like the most. It was like 20 or 50,000 tickets.
You know what? I didn't know what to expect with this, but I'm telling you again, like I said, I wasn't behind this until we were in it, and I'm like, yes, I'm all for this. The arcade games, the nostalgia of that. I'm like, I love all these video games. I remember being a kid and played all the arcade games like that, but Oh my god, but when like even Miro picked up the box that was supposed to be the arcade, I was like, this is the fakest box. Yeah. Like you saw the underneath. He's like,
yo, but this match was way more than what we expected. Like yeah. This feud, I'm so like, kudos. When they said it was the main event, I was like, wait, what?
Why? Why?
I'm like, that's gonna be a slow way to end the show.
To be honest with you, I really thought that they were just gonna sit and play like fucking video games on AEW. That's what I really thought was gonna like really happen. I did not expect this, but this was for whatever reason that was in my head.
I thought it was gonna be in that arcade that they filmed a couple weeks ago.
Remember? Yeah, like I thought it was gonna be something like that. That they literally were gonna play like arcade. Like, yeah. That's what I thought was going to happen. So, but this was so, the crane, like, everything, like, every little detail was just the air hockey table. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
It was good. Like, and Tony Khan mentioned it actually in that promo on Impact. Mm-hmm. He was boosting it up, saying, I spared no expense. So, I'm like, clearly, you spared no expense on fake arcade games.
Yeah, no, but that was good. That was good. No, but there were ones that were actually. Yeah.
But Miro working. Looked very good. I want to point out that Miro on his own looked so good. He's been looking so good. Like he had a dark match with Kip Sabian. It was supposed to be a tag team, but Kip really didn't do anything. He sat at ringside in his ring jacket the whole match and let Miro just destroy the two guys. And man, Miro needs to go on his singles run soon because he is building a lot of momentum right now. And I feel like they need to unleash him soon or else the momentum's going to go away and no one's going to care.
So they
need to do that. They need to jump on that soon. But one another best part of the match was obviously Penelope going to the crane game and out pops Chris Statlander of all people. I'm like, okay.
It was funny. Okay. I kind of figured that she was going to come back this week. I had talked about this with our friend Jesse. I was on his podcast earlier in the week and we actually like called it that she was going to show up. So
yo, that glass. Did you see the picture today?
Oh my God. Yes.
With like, Penelope's makeup like smeared on it. Because that glass smacked her right in the face. Like, Penelope is a champ for taking that shot.
Like, oops.
And what a way to come back. Yo, she freaking did, like, I don't even know what that move's called, through the hockey table. I'm like, are you kidding me? You come back from a bad leg injury and you pull off that? Like, that is the most badass way to come back into a company. Like, that was so good.
She was always badass. Like, it was, like, never.
I'm not saying she wasn't. I'm like, this is a badass way to come to return. She could just came out and just started punching Penelope and that was it. But to pull off something like that.
It was the perfect way.
I was like, holy shit.
Like, wow. Like, I was so stoked. And it was funny because, like, before, too, like, I had a feeling Trent was going to come back today.
Oh, God. Well, last night. Sue.
I fucking lost my mind last night. Yeah.
Yo, Sue, mom of the year. Just saying. Sorry to all the other moms out there, but Sue is winning mom of the year. I know we're already in April today. We're technically April 1st. Yeah. Sue wins mom of the year, 100%. Like, driving Trent back, and then, you know, the wave at the end, she's honking. She's like, yo, and then the stuffed bear, where I'm like, oh my God, they're tacks in there, being fucking Legos. And Sabian does a power, like, gives a power bomb to Chuck onto them, and I'm like, oh man, that's still gotta hurt, though. That's Legos are not fun. If you stepped on Legos before, you guys know it's not fun.
No.
Man, like this was an insane ending. Miro threw one table. Sabian goes off the stage with Chuck through a massive set, and they win. And they had the big hug at the end. They had Cassidy.
Like, give me the hug. Yeah. Give it to me.
And Statlander, too. Yeah. And Statlander got a big hug.
Well, that's because of the whole thing that they were like showing with it, like BTE with Statlander, with Orange Cassidy, that he was like the mother lord, whatever, you know, the aliens pretty much. There.
So many elements in this match.
I feel like it was so good. It might not have been, to me personally, it wasn't like their best AEW episode until this, you know, because I was like, this episode, like,
well,
I said,
it was okay.
Well, like, I felt like this was a very big story-building episode, right? Like, we had a lot. That it wasn't like, oh, my God, jam-packed. There were, like, your moments, but I don't feel like that I was on edge the entire episode. But then, like, once we got to this, and I think that's what it is, too. I go in with, like, open mind. I don't really, like, think too much. And I rather just be, like, surprised. But, like, the way that this all ended and came together in the end, it was like, this just made everything about AEW die in my life.
I had the biggest smile on my face, too, Cupid Girl.
I was like, this was fun. Yeah, I was like, this is fun. My husband's back. Mm-hmm. My girl, Chris Statlander's back. I was like, all right, like, Yeah, now, well, now we're on the road to Double or Nothing. Yep. I feel like now,
yep,
you know,
the official start. Yep.
Yeah. So 100%. It's sad that it's like we don't have John Silver for a couple of weeks, and our girl Anna is not around.
Anna,
and, but not Anna.
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 Anna. Anna.
Yo, she ever watched?
But at least, like I said, at least now we're getting some people back.
Right.
I'm all ready to go. Let's go. I'm ready for Double or Nothing.
I'm pumped. I'm so excited. Yeah. Cannot wait for Double or Nothing. And again, great episode of Dynamite. Very good week in AEW all around. And we're just going to continue to build towards Double or Nothing. And AEW is going to continue to get great. I cannot wait to see what they have in store. They have a lot of cool looking matches for next week as well. They have a Godzilla versus Kong theme match next week of Jurassic Express and Bear Country. And that looks like it's going to be fun as hell. So yeah, there's a lot of cool things coming with AEW in the next couple of weeks. Cannot wait until we get to Double or Nothing. But hope you guys enjoyed this live episode of All Elite Podcast. Me and Tiff, again, we're sponsored for the month of April with Manscaped, our friends at Manscaped. Use the code AEPSHAVE on checkout. You will save 20% on your order, and you'll get free shipping on your order. So get on over to manscaped.com, guys, and, you know, help your little boys down there. Get Charles trimmed up. We know some of you guys out there got that quarantine bush happening. Time to clean it up. And wash your balls at the same time, you know?
Clean it up.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, while you're at it, after you're done shaving your balls, make sure you follow us on social media at All Elite Podcasts on Facebook, at All Elite Pod on Twitter, and at All Elite Pod on Instagram. Those are all our social media links. All links are located in the link tree as well. Make sure you're checking us out on our audio platforms. You audio listeners out there are going to get a great, awesome audio version of the Manscaped commercial starting next week. Unfortunately, it won't be in time for this one, but starting next week, you'll get the audio commercial done. It's going to be very, very awesome. But check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Castbox, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Pocket Cast, wherever you're getting your podcast, search up the No Holds Barred Network. Then you'll find the All Elite Podcast and the other podcasts that we provide here on the No Holds Barred Network. And if you are on Apple Podcasts, make sure you're giving us a generous 5-star rating and leave us a comment what you guys think of the network and all the podcasts we provide. It really does help us in the chartable side of things. And lastly, but certainly not least, thank you very much to Darren of This Wolf for letting us use the song Dead to Me. It is our official theme song of this podcast. He is a gem for letting us use that song each and every single week. Darren, you mean the absolute world to us. Thank you very much for that. Yeah. So, Tiffany, and any ending remarks tonight?
Merp.
Oh.
Cupid Girl said, tell them that Kyle's Bushy Balls sent you.
Yeah, tell Manscaped that Kyle's Bushy Balls sent you and save 20% AEP shave.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in live. If you're tuning in live on YouTube, Twitch, or Facebook, you guys mean the absolute world to us if you're watching back. And if you're an audio listener, you guys supporting this podcast each and every single week, even liking and retweeting our tweets, you have no idea. It means so much to me and Tiff that you guys show up here or you watch back. Or if you're a silent listener and don't comment, you guys mean the world to us. You all do for supporting this podcast. So if you guys want to support the podcast in other ways, we do have a No Holds Barred Network Patreon page. A little as $1 a month supports the network as well. And you get exclusive content. Like, one, we're sorry we don't have this episode done yet. And there's a reason behind it. So me and Tiff are planning an American versus Canadian snacks episode of Free For All. So it's basically going to be like a YouTube show of us trying American Canadian snacks. And Tiff has my box.
I've
just got my box already. I don't have her box.
I tapped into the box already because he sent me the coffee crisp, and like that's not. I've ate those.
But for some reason, my Canadian shipping facilities up here are still holding on to Tiff's box.
Yeah, like, and then it went through like Friday. It's been. It's tomorrow's a week that it's already. It's in Canada. That's what makes it worse. You're not even. I could have drove it and like tossed it.
Yeah, toss it over the bridge here. And don't worry, border guys. Just chocolate.
Yeah,
it's not a bomb. Don't worry.
God, terrible.
It's coming. So be patient with us when
we're gonna do that other thing. We're gonna order the boxes. The crate.
They're snack crates from all around the world. We're gonna do those with that. So basically Free For All is gonna be like the main show on Patreon. Where me and Tiff, you see another side of me and Tiff. There's gonna be episodes where we're gonna do this. Like, we're gonna just drink and just chat. Like, we're going to do a lot of fun stuff with it. So, again, if you want to support us, a little as $1 a month on that. So, it's patreon.com/NoHoldsBarredNetwork. So, That's going to wrap it up, guys. Thank you very much for tuning into the All Elite Podcast. I'm your host, as always. I'm your self-proclaimed greatest host, the guy with the big bush. My name is Kyle Masters, and I'm always joined by my co-host. She is the EVP of giggles, clearly, the heartbreak chick, the queen of the indies, the lady to the light tubes. That's Tiffany. And we'll see you guys right back here next week for the next episode of the All Elite Podcast, live every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern time. See you there. Be there. Be elite. To feel and see.